Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the base number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Now, Maysoon, I'm in the bathtub, and I am also recording on our old little recorder, the one we used to always fling a sock.
Yeah.
Remember when we fling a sock at everybody while we were interviewing them?
the little guy. Yeah, totally.
Oh. Because I am out of AA batteries, and I can't.
Yeah, I have some here, but we don't live close enough for me to do a quick delivery.
So I'm using a shitty recorder. I'm in the bathtub, and this is all after, I think in our last episode or maybe the one before that, I shamed all the podcasts that are having shitty recording quality.
Well, you get what you deserve. You get what you give, Kate. That's how it works in the world.
Okay, let's get right down to it before I accidentally drop all of our recording equipment in the bathtub.
I'm like shocked that you're in the bath. I feel like I should go sit in our tub without water just to sit there for recording. I don't think our recording would be good in that room. Anyhow, cool. Happy this week.
Happy May Day today.
Oh, happy May Day, of course. I keep remembering and then keep forgetting.
International Workers' Day.
We salute you, all of you who are working from wherever you're working.
International working. Solidarity forever.
Yep.
Maysoon, I am compelled.
Go join a union.
Union strong. Maysoon, yeah. I am compelled to tell this story not very well because I'm in the bathtub of Tom Mooney.
Okay.
Tom Mooney was a labor activist back at the turn of the 20th century in San Francisco.
Yeah.
He was wrongly arrested and convicted of doing a bombing.
Okay.
And then when he was finally released, long, long time later, they had a parade for him down Market Street. Gigantic, huge, massive celebration to free Tom Mooney.
Tom Mooney sounds like he's the Irish guy.
Hell yeah.
Irish people, they're fucking...
I learned about it from Chris Carlson, San Francisco historian.
Oh, yeah. Did you go on one of his bike rides, one of his walks?
No, I just had a little chat with him.
I just want to tell you that yesterday I washed 20 pairs of underwear in our kitchen sink.
That's a lot. How long did that take you?
Well, 20 days. Oh, sorry. No.
One pair a day.
Well, right. That means I haven't done laundry for 20 days, guys. It's pretty intense over here. That took me about... You're supposed to soak them for 30 minutes, and then you have to do two rinses, basically. So a couple hours, you know, with this and that. Right now I'm washing my tank tops.
That's fantastic, Maysoon.
I just want to say not having a washer and dryer in the building makes quarantining a little difficult.
Laundromats are still open as an essential business.
They are still open. It's just one of those things where, you know, I feel like if you can avoid it, it's like tight quarters. It's not outside. Everything's being touched. The whole thing. It, basically, people are just like lying on it naked, you know, all over the place.
Maysoon is not fucking around about lockdown.
No, I'm okay. I'm doing better.
You're making your own chewing gum. Out of tree bark from a tree you are growing inside your apartment.
That sounds like something you would do. You probably have done that before.
No. What would make you think that?
I don't know. I think maybe Katie's influence on you or something.
Katie's all over it. She's got plants growing. She's making fucking pupusas from scratch.
And you're just hanging out on the side there? Or are you doing some stuff with her?
I'm living in the bathtub.
Kate, sounds like you had a rough week.
Oh, God, Maysoon. I'm sure nobody wants to hear about it anymore, but SFAI shit is still going on.
People do want to hear about it because guess what? They're not hearing about it from any other place, any other source. Like, literally, I haven't heard about SFAI once this week until I talked to you last night.
Well, the board raised enough money to get us through payroll and supposedly to get through that summer teach out.
That's good.
Okay, which will be taking place in three segments of summer instruction, including two intensives.
Mm-hmm.
we still haven't, like, our demands haven't really been responded to by the board. I don't know. It's really rough right now because basically almost all of us are fired after next week. It's the last week of instruction next week. So are we fired or are we inactive? Because even if you're not teaching, our collective bargaining agreement still covers people that are inactive. Like, if you only teach in the spring.
If the school is closing, I feel like you're fired, laid off.
Well, that's the thing. They're not closing, bud.
So what are they doing?
They're fucking doing this summer teach out and then going quote unquote dormant for a year to reimagine.
God, that sounds so fucking annoying. Well, then I guess you're inactive. But what does that mean? Can you get unemployment?
That means I'm going to be fucking bargaining all summer long. Okay, look, we don't have to get into all the minutia of what's happening at SFAI. Just know that they're not really closing, but they are basically firing everybody. Like, they're going to be somehow open, but they're not going to be having any degree-granting classes in the fall.
So shitty.
Okay, but they are going to try to have public education. And they are going to try to reimagine the entire school without any of the stakeholders present.
Without any of the faculty, without any of the students. That's, I just call bullshit on that.
Or the staff.
Or the staff,
I don't know.
You.
They're trying to say, oh, we're going to have ad hoc committees and we're going to have people, interested parties involved. But how is that going to be possible when everyone's moved on to go have other jobs? And
right.
It's just hard to get consensus with a bunch of
academics,
teachers,
yes.
College professory people.
So do we have any tips for people for that? Like how to get shit done? Seriously?
Oh, you know, make SMART goals. Remember SMART goals?
Okay.
S.
What are those?
What is S?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
S.
You know, S stands for what?
What was S?
S. S. Snakes. S stands for salad.
I know M is measurable.
S is specific. Your goal is direct. Your goal is direct, detailed, and meaningful.
M
is for measurable. Your goal is quantifiable to track progress or success.
A
stands for attainable. Your goal is realistic, and you have the tools and or resources to attain it.
R.
Relevant. Your goal aligns with your company mission or organization mission.
T.
Institutional mission. T stands for time-based. Your goal has a deadline.
See, I think that is the truest shit that's ever happened in the whole 2000s. Okay, let's move on. Okay, how's it going with you in the disaster working deployment?
Disaster working deployment. So I am no longer deployed. I did my 2 weeks time, and I ended on Tuesday, and I'm taking most of the rest of the week this week off. I had to jump in and do some SFAC work for our chain reaction exhibition that's happening all online, in case anyone was curious. Go to our Instagram handle at SFAC_galleries. So yeah, deployment is over for me, although I think I might try to volunteer a little bit more because it's just like, I guess the thing for me was that I was so stressed out before being deployed, and now I feel like I had a really important kind of like reality check around my own stress and privilege around this situation, and
yes.
Which is important for me and for everyone to kind of have a moment where they can check themselves a little bit. And,
yes.
You know, I think there's a lot of, obviously there's a lot of value to helping those who are most in need right now and in general, right?
Yeah.
And so the work I was doing was really helping people who were living in SROs and living in really dense spaces or densely populated spaces. And those people are always the ones who are most at risk for various institutional reasons or societal reasons also. And so I just, yeah, part of me is just like feels really grateful for that opportunity, both to be able to provide help and service where I can, and also to like kind of like give myself a little slap, a little wake up call and like slap in the face about where I was why I was so stressed out, which just sort of feels a little slightly unfounded now.
Yeah. So people can, anybody in the Bay Area can sign up to volunteer. I put a link in the underworld. There's many ways to volunteer.
If you feel like you're going bat crazy at home and you need to get out and do something that will take your mind off of just sitting at home all day or something, there's tons of work you can do with the city and probably also with the city of Oakland, although I'm less familiar with that, to help during this crisis and to really help people who need a lot of help. People who are unhoused, people who have, you know, who are housed in like very tight spaces or small spaces and are sharing spaces with lots of other people. Like there's all sorts of things, you know, there's flyering, putting up posters around town that help get information to small businesses or to individuals, you know, how to stay safe during this time. I encourage it. I encourage everyone to try to do something that's useful or helpful in this moment.
Hell yeah.
For this moment.
Love it. Maysoon, I did a lecture for my class. My class is done next week.
Uh-huh.
I did a lecture about art and the law.
Art and the law. Or art and...
Art and the law.
Okay. You did a class in that? That's hard. That's interesting to me.
Oh, you're like, Kate, you don't know anything about that.
No.
That's what you were saying?
No.
That's what you said.
I don't think of that as like your area of expertise, but it could very well be. And we've never talked about it. So that's awesome.
I am an attorney. Are you familiar with the case of Jeff Koons and this photographer guy, something Rogers?
I don't think so. Tell us about it, Kate.
Okay. This motherfucking guy. Okay. Jeff Koons goes and finds a postcard, a little postcard.
Yeah, like a, hi, from New York City, with a picture of the Empire State Building, that kind of thing.
Okay, but the picture is a photograph by this Rogers guy.
Got it.
Of a couple holding a bunch of puppies, a line of puppies.
Cute. Okay.
And basically, he took that postcard, ripped the name of the photographer off the corner of the card, and then handed it to his studio assistants and said, make a sculpture of this.
Oh my God.
And so sure enough, the photographer takes him into court. He's like, this motherfucker did a copyright violation. Yeah.
Intentionally, no less.
And Jeff, Jesus fucking Christ. And Jeff Koons is like, fair use, bitch. And sure enough, they were like, fuck you.
Yeah. So did they take him to court or was he actually correct that was a fair usage and tough luck?
No, they took him to court. I mean, he would have gone to court either way because the guy sued him. But
can we talk about what that means?
The court found
like fair use.
The court found in the photographer's favor. So copyright, the general guideline of how you can tell if there's been a copyright infringement is, can a reasonable person look at the two things, the original thing and the thing that is supposedly a copy? And would they say, would a reasonable person, like you or me, say, yeah, that's a fucking copy. They obviously made a copy of it. Now, there is fair use kind of complicates that. Because there are certain times when it's okay to reproduce copywritten material. Okay. Like, for example, if you're a reviewer and you want to show a couple seconds of a movie when you're giving a movie review. Or if you want to reproduce a chunk of a book that you're reviewing. Also, parody is protected, just like whenever I say that I'm not making a credible threat, I'm actually doing a parody.
Okay.
Right? So Jeff Koons claimed that it was a parody, right, of this photograph.
Right.
But because it was such a one-for-one copy, they were like, how the fuck are you parodying it?
Right.
Dude.
Right. We don't see where the humor is in this. Or whatever.
And he was like, well, I'm actually not parodying the postcard. I'm parodying the culture that we live in that would prize an image like this.
Mm-hmm. What a prick.
And basically, for it to be covered by fair use, the subject being parodied has to be the thing being copied. Like, you can't copy a thing to parody some other thing.
Oh, I see. That makes sense. I understand. Can you say that one more time for our listeners? Just
if you want to claim that you're using fair use to copy a copywritten thing, the thing that you're parodying has to be the thing that you're copying. You can't violate copyright to parody some other thing that's not the copywritten thing that you're stealing. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me, yes.
So that's what they said, and they were like, Jeff Koons, you go ahead and go fuck yourself. And he had to pay a bunch of...
Someone's got
to
tell him.
A bunch of money. They had to pay a bunch of money to the original photographer.
He had it anyway, I'm sure.
Mason, defamation.
Yes.
What about defamation?
Tell us all about it, Kate.
Okay, well, in a defamation case, if someone's going to sue you saying, this person defamed me, first off, you have to have made some kind of statement of fact.
Okay.
You can't just say, like, Johnny Johnson, he's creepy.
Right.
That's not really a statement of fact. It's an opinion.
Okay. So what does a statement of fact sound like?
If you were like, Johnny Johnson is a murderer, he's committed a crime.
Because you're saying he's actually done something versus just...
You're making a statement of fact, he's committed a murder.
What if you say he acts like a murderer? Or he reminds me of a murderer?
I think that would still fall... I'm not sure. Check with your attorney on that.
Okay, just curious. So, like, can we go around saying Trump acts like a murderer?
Well,
he is a murderer, actually.
Defamation is actually it's a lot harder for somebody to sue for defamation if they're a public figure.
Oh.
So Trump is pretty much fair game. Unless you're making a credible threat against him, then you could get in big trouble.
Got it.
Now, the other thing about defamation is if you're making a statement of fact and the person sues you for defamation, it's on you. The burden of proof that they did the thing you're accusing them of is on you.
Okay.
They don't have to disprove that they did that thing. You have to prove that they did do it. So watch out for defamation.
Okay.
Oof. However, Mason, say you go put a poster up of Johnny Johnson, just his face,
okay,
with no commentary. Okay. And then I come along and I write, right below it, I write, thief.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't get in trouble for me adding that defamatory note on your image.
But can you get
image.
In trouble for writing that?
Only if somebody finds out it was me.
What about, where does freedom of expression fit into all of this?
You know, free speech isn't just a big blanket you can wear anytime you want. There are certain things that aren't allowed. Like defamation, slander, threats.
Okay.
You know, instigating violence.
So that's good to know, listeners. Free speech isn't going to get you off the hook in all situations. Okay?
No.
Make sure you know that next time you do something crazy.
That's correct. Fair use is very complicated.
That's super interesting.
There's basically four factors that they use to evaluate whether something is fair use. And I forget what they all are, except I know one of them is, like, has the person fucked up the market for the thing that they copied? Like, if you made a poster, and then I also make a poster of your same poster, I'm fucking up the market for your work because I'm putting my thing in the same market as yours, right?
You're taking business away from me.
Right, but if you make a poster and I make a fucking tank top of your image, then there could be argument that I'm not affecting the market for your work.
But isn't that a copyright problem, infringement?
Yes.
Okay.
But so I mean, if you say it's art, then there's fair use. I mean, fair use is kind of right alongside copyright.
What about, so I remember, I mean, I think this still continues to happen, but I remember a number of years ago, there were a lot of people posting about these sort of like larger kind of crafty corporate sites.
Oh, like Urban Outfitters.
Or something, Urban Outfitters could be an example. Just literally taking artists' work and throwing it on like a towel, a blanket, we're going to frame it and sell it to you. We're going to put it on a plate. We're going to put it on a fucking whatever, anything. Like, where does that fall? They did not get permission. They just took it off the fucking internet and said, fuck you, artists. We're going to literally make the exact same thing over here and sell it.
We should look. I'm going to look into that and see if we can find specific cases that artists won against.
Because I think that's a situation where, you know, artists need maybe more help figuring out how to navigate that kind of thing, you know, because it's sort of like one individual against a huge fucking corporation, but it's still bullshit and you still have rights.
Absolutely. And I would say there is free advice. If you're an artist with a legal situation that you need help navigating, check out California Lawyers for the Arts. I'll put a link in the underworld.
Or you can just call Kate because now she's a lawyer.
Mason, what if I become a lawyer?
I'm into it. I want to become a lawyer too, but
it's going to take us like 10 years.
I know, but it'll be fun if we do it together.
Okay.
Should we sign up for some? Like a basic constitutional law class at UC Hastings or something?
I don't care about constitutional law.
I do.
Okay, whatever.
That's where I want to go.
Okay, let's do it. But Mason, the deal is, like, do I have to go back and get another bachelor's degree? Because I went to art school.
No, I don't think you have to get a bachelor's degree to be a lawyer. I think you just have to go to law school, right?
So what do I got to do? I got to take the LSATs and...
Oh, God. I don't want to do any of that.
Try to get in.
Did you have to do that for grad school?
It's so daunting. I took the GRE. I had to take the tests. GRE.
You did.
I did
was
terrible.
It hard?
It was very hard, and I did terribly.
But you still got into Mills. Such a good school.
I don't think they took it. I don't think they asked for it. Oh. I think it was just when
good for you.
It was because I also applied to UC Berkeley, and they required it.
Oh, Berkeley.
I can't remember. I don't remember who needed it, but I did have to take it.
There was one moment where I considered going to law school. One small, tiny moment.
Well, let's do it, man.
I've been thinking about taking some classes online while I'm sitting here at home quarantining.
Oh, that's cool.
But mostly I've been thinking about taking Arabic classes, because I heard that that's maybe something you can do while sitting at home, that it's...
Yeah, but you should just have I'm sure you have friends that speak Arabic, and you should just try to schedule a couple hours a week where you just chat with each other.
I would probably do that, but I need more... I need a more basic class first. Like, I know some words and some letters, obviously, but, like, I would not know how to form any kind of a sentence.
Get in it. I love your drive.
Except for I've been talking about this for so many years. My drive is very slow. I have lots of ideas and don't know how to get them started sometimes. So SMART goals is that's actually pretty helpful for me also.
Yes, yeah, set a deadline.
Thank you.
Okay, Mason, here's the real deal, though.
Yes, Kate, I'm listening.
Okay. Let's become lawyers.
I don't know if I want to be a lawyer, but I do feel like I want to be more equipped with that knowledge. I don't want it to feel like it's so beyond everyone's understanding, like that you have to rely on a lawyer to understand how the law works. You know? Like, I feel like that's what I'm more interested in.
Mason, the other major thing that I imparted to my students was never talk to the police.
About anything?
Yep. If the police approach
you... What if you're talking to them about hot air balloons?
No, don't do it. Don't risk it.
They might arrest you anyhow.
Your Fifth Amendment right protects you from ever having to give any kind of self-incriminating testimony to the police.
Got it.
For any reason.
What if you feel like you're in immediate danger from the police?
From the police? Then you're fucked, man.
Yeah. Then you're fucked regardless of
what do you mean? What choice? You have nothing going on. You mean what if they're threatening violence against you if you don't talk to them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, then you're terribly fucked.
Okay.
Your Constitution only protects you as much as the person who's trying to harm you gives a shit about the Constitution.
Oh, my God. That's so true. It's true in that immediate moment, I guess, right? And then that's when you have to get other people involved to help protect those rights. Like a lawyer, like Kate.
I think it would be cool to be a lawyer.
I think you'd actually be pretty good.
Okay, well, thank you, Mason. I'm going to take that encouragement and ride it straight to the top.
Ride it straight to the top, Kate. You better remember me when you are making millions of dollars.
I don't think lawyers get paid very well anymore unless you're like a major corporate attorney. Okay, but Mason, here's the real deal. You got to do it too.
Or maybe, should we start at City College, you think? Like just a quick little class here or there, and then we can go into law school?
Mason, I think there are some serious gaps in my education that I'm going to have to fill.
How about reading, for one?
I'm going to have to learn to read.
I am definitely going to have to learn to read again. Holy shit. Can you do it where you just listen to things?
I didn't take one math class at the college level.
Do you need math for law school? I'm actually really good at math.
There's got to be some level, some kind of requirements that I don't have because I did a BFA.
Okay. Well, I could help you with some of these probably.
But Mason, you got to do it too, and we can be Waz Rhodes attorneys at law.
Oh my God, that'd be so awesome.
Right?
Yeah, I'm into it.
I love it.
Can we, we'll have to work on the name a little bit. I was thinking more like Waz Rhodes Unicorns at Law or something like that. Something a little more interesting.
If we're unicorns, people are going to try to bring us into their couple for a threesome.
Oh, fucking hell. No, we don't do that. Kate and I are both in very monogamous, deeply loving relationships, people.
You don't know my life.
Did you want me to tell you about my COVID test? I didn't have to. I opted in because I was having a headache. And because through my disaster service work, I did have to go into Moscone Center a couple times where there were hundreds of people trying their hardest to stay 6 feet apart. But they're inevitable. There were inevitable moments where that just wasn't happening. So I thought, well, you know, might as well get tested because tests were available for city employees and showing any kind of symptoms. And they just upped the list of symptoms for COVID. Fortunately, it turned out I was negative, which I feel very happy about. Or relieved, I guess.
Okay, but how deep was that?
I tell you, that swab situation up the nose is intense. Kate's going to tell you that it didn't go into my brain.
It sure
and
didn't.
I'm going to tell you that it went into my brain.
It didn't go into your brain.
I think you're right, because I actually watched a video of someone getting swabbed last night, and it looked like it went straight back into their fucking face.
It goes through your nasal cavity to the top of your throat.
It's so crazy. The thing is that I didn't feel anything in that part of my face. My head, I mean.
What?
It felt like it went up. I mean, just like the feeling felt up versus back. Do you know what I mean?
There's some bones.
But you're so disoriented that it's just...
Maysoon told me about this last night, and I was like, Maysoon, the swab doesn't touch your brain. And she's like, have you ever heard of the fucking ancient Egyptians, motherfucker?
That's how they got the brain out. They went straight through the nose with a metal hook.
But they were using a metal hook.
Right.
Not a fucking Q-tip.
But the Q-tip still could have touched my brain.
Maysoon, nothing touched your brain.
Thank God. I'm glad. Otherwise, I'd have to hire a lawyer to sue the fucking city for touching my brain from the inside.
I think touching your brain without your consent is a actionable offense.
A proper offense, yeah. So, yeah, it was pretty wild. I definitely teared up a lot afterwards because it makes your tear ducts go cuckoo bananas.
Uh-huh.
And then I went home and took a 2-hour nap.
Oh, my.
Because I felt very violated.
I bet.
And I do hope for all of humanity's sake, that they find a more simple and quick way of doing it.
I can't believe there's not another way.
I mean, I wonder, what have they been doing in, like, Taiwan and other countries that have been dealing with this for slightly longer? Is this the way everyone's doing it?
We should check in.
I guess
because there's also in. Who do we know in Korea?
I don't know anyone directly, but I know people who know people.
Okay, get in contact. Okay, what other art stuff can we say?
Oh, there's an et al. Gallery is having another opening online through Animal Crossing.
Ooh, Craig Calderwood.
It's going to be Craig Calderwood. Is it tonight
Can't
or is
wait.
It tomorrow? Is it Saturday? Friday or Saturday?
They also have by appointment hours where you can hook up with them, not at the opening.
Yeah. But so if you're on Animal Crossing, you and your avatar, your character, or whatever you call it, you, your cute cartoon self, hopefully wearing some kind of rainbow caftan
yes,
situation.
I have so many more outfits now.
Can go to the gallery. You can play instruments. You can probably do like patty cake or some kind of like fun game with other people in the gallery. You can look at the artwork. Or if you aren't on Animal Crossing because you don't have a Switch like myself, then you can join just by watching.
Yeah, you can
get
really
in on
the Zoom.
Via Zoom.
And go ahead and pin the video of the gallery so you see it nice and big.
Nice and big, right.
Is it this week?
It is this week, yeah, because they just deinstalled the last one. Okay. What? Was that funny?
Deinstalled.
Isn't that what it's called?
It took 2 seconds.
It took them like 3 days to deinstall
they
the last
to
show.
Mud the holes in the wall.
So many holes in the wall. What if this is the new way? Why is this taking so long?
I love it.
Come on, internet.
I love it. The students at SFAI, graduating students have to have their show online.
Oh, cool.
They're doing
it. Are they going to do it via Animal Crossing?
I wish. They're doing it with like some kind of Google SketchUp thing.
Oh, weird. Yeah, that sounds shitty. I hate SketchUp so much.
The students do too.
You can join us for an exhibition of new drawings by Craig Calderwood. Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. You can join et al. Gallery and artist Craig Calderwood for an opening reception.
She has the best Animal Crossing island I've ever seen.
She does?
Yes. It is incredibly organized. There's a field of pink flamingos.
Oh my god.
There's a flea market.
What?
It's amazing.
I'm so jealous.
She's got the whole fruit furniture collection in a kitchen. There's fruit furniture.
Wow.
They're incredible.
Oh my god.
And she also sent me a golden axe.
Oh.
Which was the nicest thing I own until I broke it.
How did you break it?
You just...
How do you do things?
You just use it so much and then it breaks.
Are you... How often are you on Animal Crossing?
Well, you have to play it every day.
Okay. Can I join you via just like for like 10 minutes while you're playing?
Like on FaceTime or something?
Or whatever. Yeah.
Sure.
Just because I want to see what's going on. I'm just so curious. I always miss out on all these fun things.
I got to say, it wasn't... I didn't start to feel like it was fun until like a week of playing it.
Oh, okay, because now you're in your stride. Now you're like, now I know
well,
what I
want.
Well,
now I have my tarantula collection, and I'm just trying to get back to Tarantula Island.
Oh, what?
There's Tarantula Island where you can get infinite tarantulas.
You got to get more tarantulas? How many tarantulas are you trying to capture in your home?
I'm trying to fill a whole room with tarantulas.
Do you have a whole outdoor area on your Animal Crossing home?
You have a whole island that you run.
Okay, so everyone has their own island.
Yes. My island.
How do you get from island to island?
You take the Dodo Airlines plane.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But the thing about my island is that it's a hot mess.
Okay.
It's not beautiful and organized like everyone else's.
Got it. You got a hot
mess. I can't wait for you to see my house. It's insane.
I'm really excited. I think I'm going to have to do this. Who else has Animal Crossing? I'm going to set up dates with everyone.
Everybody does.
Okay.
Literally everybody.
Oh, also, I wanted to make a quick announcement that Carrie Lynn, artist Carrie Lynn and Gabriel, I don't know Gabriel's last name, they're doing a live, I don't, do you?
No.
They're doing a virtual film screening of new work that they've recently made during quarantine. Also on Saturday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. You can join at the link via Carrie Lynn's Instagram, which is Carrie Lynn, is that really you? Also, it's Carrie and Gabriel at Dot Club.
Cute.
So if you pop on to Animal Crossing, then you want to pop on for a little film screening. You got your whole Saturday night planned. I'm sure there's some live DJ happening too.
And you don't have to even go anywhere. You can do it from the bathtub.
You can do it. And you can do it without any clothes on if you needed to. Or with very little clothes on. Or with all of your clothes on. I mean, honestly, the options are endless.
I love it. Okay, Mason, is that good enough?
That's perfectly good enough. Okay. I think we've talked about all the important things.
I'm turning into a prune.
Kate's currently turning into a prune.
Okay, well, I'm going to be chasing tarantulas from the bridge.
To the other island.
To the waterfall in between. Yes. This has been...
Congratulations, Pine Tree!